I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A multi-vehicle accident on the Mississippi River Bridge connecting Madison Parish and Warren County, Mississippi, has sent 17 people to local hospitals, most with minor injuries. The Marshal's Office in the Madison Parish Village of Delta responded to Sunday's accident involving a church bus, a sport utility vehicle, and a third vehicle on the bridge's eastbound lane at about 6:30 p.m. Two lanes, one in each direction, will be closed until August 21st for bridge modifications. Since construction started 3 weeks ago, the Marshal's Office has worked 8 accidents. In all, 36 people were involved in the wreck. Deputy Marshal Sam Kennedy says the injured were transported to River Region Hospital in Vicksburg, Mississippi. The most serious injury involved one person with a broken foot. Money Magazine has ranked Louisiana Tech University as one of the nation's best college values in its 2014 Best Colleges list. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more on the latest report from the publication.
The rankings were based on educational quality, affordability, and alumni earnings data. Tech was named number 154 in the nation and number 2 in Louisiana behind LSU. Louisiana Tech spokesman Dave Guerin says the Ruston University has been recognized by multiple national publications and websites for value and return on investment.
I think students see that not only are they going to get an outstanding educational value, but they're also going to get a wonderful educational experience at Louisiana Tech.
Other Louisiana universities ranked include Tulane, Loyola, and Grambling State. Michelle Southern reporting.
A 12-month study is finally underway to examine the feasibility of reestablishing Amtrak passenger rail service from Shreveport-Bossier to Vicksburg, Mississippi. Kent Rogers, North Louisiana Council of Governments Executive Director, says the study will look at the condition of existing railroad tracks between the cities, potential stops, hours of operation, and the cost to operate the service. Rogers contends that the addition of passenger rail service through the North Louisiana corridor can have a positive impact on economic development, as well as offer residents an alternative method of transportation. The Louisiana study is one of 3 studies that will look at the extension of passenger rail service from the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area to Meridian, Mississippi. Louisiana State School Board has jumped into a lawsuit against Governor Bobby Jindal that accuses the governor of illegally meddling in education policy through his efforts to block Common Core education standards. The vote to join the lawsuit was 6-4 Tuesday by the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. 2 of Jindal's 3 board appointees agreed to sue the governor. Board President Chaz Romer says the lawsuit is about BESSE's constitutional role to set education policy in the state. At issue is Jindal's suspension of testing contracts the Education Department intended to use to buy testing material aligned with Common Core. Jindal opposes the standards as a federal intrusion into education policy. The KEDM weather forecast, partly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the mid-80s. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast later this evening with mostly cloudy skies, the low in the mid-60s. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow, with a high in the low 80s. Mostly fair skies and 63 degrees. This is KEDM News.